Yeah. Talked about that a little bit earlier in the going deeper. So first, you have to know your community's culture. With children, you absolutely, when you register them for a VBS or Sunday school or whatever, you want to get a photo release, have a photo release part of that. I know some churches that every year when they send out an email that's like, hey, have you updated your information? Oh, and by the way, there's a photo release at the bottom for adults as well. You certainly can put a group photo release in your bulletin or post it somewhere, you know, near where you gather in your church that, you know, lets people know. It's kind of like when you go to a concert. If you attend here, you know, pictures may be taken, used for print media, blah, blah, blah. You need to be really careful in thinking about, so I can take a picture of people at a church service. It's a, you know, it's a public gathering. There's no, I guess it's expectation of privacy. I'm not a lawyer, you know, whatever. And I can take that picture and say, oh, here's us celebrating our Christmas service. That's news. But if I turn it around and I'm asking for money, like for stewardship, like I would not use people's pictures for stewardship without making sure that that's okay. You know, and that just, it depends on whether or not you're asking something. You need to think about with kids, again, we have some churches that they post a ton of pictures of their kids, and others, even the adults, I said earlier, like I think they're all in the Witness Protection Program, like none of them want to be on the website. So you need to know your culture. If you have anyone in your congregation that for whatever reason they've got some celebrity or they're in an acrimonious divorce or whatever, that they do not want to be pictured, it's important to know that. People who have foster children, those children, you know, you can't use pictures of them. I draw the analogy in the same way that, like, we need to know, like, kids' allergies. Just because you have kids who have nut allergies doesn't mean you never have a nut in your church, but you need to know who those kids are, you know, and make sure that you're accommodating them. So it's important to accommodate people, get your photo releases. The other thing, and we mentioned this earlier, like if I'm running a VBS, I, as St. Paul's Episcopal Church, have permission to post pictures of your children, but I need my volunteers to know they do not. The permission is given for St. Paul's to post, and you know, they mean well, and this might be your youth or other parents, so you need to be real clear with your volunteers about that. So it's an imperfect answer, but again, photo releases are key. Try to get them every time you can, and you can print like group photo releases. I mean, I'd rather have two people. I mean, so I did a photo show once where literally it became a game. I literally tried to find every picture I could that people had a coffee mug in their hand, and there were so many to choose from. But when you and I are having a conversation, and I'm animated, and I look happy, and I look like I like you, and we're both holding coffee mugs, that to me is a better picture, you know, than six people. You know? Yes. So, okay. Sure. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Really? I mean, many phones today really are. I mean, you can get good quality pictures. Lighting is always an issue. You know, I know what you're... And the other thing is, if you're taking the picture from the balcony and you're, like, doing the zoom in, that's going to be a crummy picture. If you need to get a picture of something, you are better to get close to the picture than to zoom in. When you zoom in on your phone, that's going to be a bad picture, and if you're trying to take it from the back and crop it down. So get as close to the subject as you can and, like, go to town. I mean, this is not the most recent iPhone, and I get good pictures on it. You know, it takes a little practice, but it's a sufficient tool. The one thing you do have to make sure, if people are taking pictures and sending them to you, that they're sending you the full-size resolution, not the little dinky one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And there's,
5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. There's a feature on iPhones that's like iPhone memories. And you know that like creepy thing where your iPhone pictures will come up and it'll show you like every picture of Zach, that's my son. You know, it like does face recognition. Well, it did one of my daughter and like it put me into tears. So, I'll have to look, but you can generate iPhone memories and manipulate those a little bit, and they put the like soaring instrumental music behind it, and you can kind of pick from different ones. iMovie works that way. It's pretty easy that even if you kind of have not much of a clue what you're doing, to kind of string things along. And like she was saying, and like that Love First video, even a series of photographs with music behind it it doesn't have to be true video. You know, that still can have some movement to it. Any other thoughts or questions? Julie, are we ready to go? All right. It is comp line time, which is good.